Hey, we got Mick on the line from Mick's Bait Shop in Curtis. How are things going in the eastern UP there?
They're going great.
Yeah, it looks like a Florida-type day today, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Or it feels like one anyway.
Yep.
So, you know why I'm calling? I'm calling to talk about the fishing. I actually, it sounds like it's been a little bit of a roller coaster ride with this weather pattern.
Yes, it has. It's been up and down, and we've had some rain, and now it's overcast and humid, and fishing's good, though.
So where do you want to start? You want to start with the walleye? That's probably the one fish I've gotten good reports from is the walleye fishermen on several lakes in Curtis.
Yes. They're doing quite well with them. They're doing leeches and crawlers with crawler harnesses and bottom bouncers. Consistently pink, purple, chartreuse. We've got them here. We've got plenty of leeches and crawlers and waxworms and leafworms and such. So.
Okay. And do you know what type of water they were looking for? Deeper water, you know, 15 feet or what?
You know, it's been a mix. I've got some guys fishing real shallow in 3 to 5 foot, and the next one's in 12 to 17 and catching them. So it's just a matter of finding them, and when you find them, you've got them.
So the guys that are fishing that shallow, though, I would assume they're fishing certain shorelines that are, downwind is what I'm trying to say.
Yep. They're being pretty tight-lipped where they're getting them, too, so...
Yeah, understandable. I mean, typically when you fish that shallow, you're looking for the side of the lake that the wind is making things all muddy and so...
Right.
Are you hearing anybody fishing at night, trolling at night with any crankbaits at all?
I've got a few fishing at night, and they're doing the bobbers and minnows and such, and here again, leeches and crawlers.
So they're doing pretty good at night too then?
Yes. It seems to be getting a little better all the time at night, so...
Well, that's good news. All right. Well, what do you want to switch over to next? Anything else hot?
They're getting some pike out there. Haven't had any real big ones this week. There's been some in the 30-inch plus class, but nothing major yet.
How about any big muskie? Heard any of those?
I had a guy that lost one, but yeah, it was he figured over the 40-inch class. So
did he say what he hooked into it on?
No, he didn't.
Probably one of your big sucker minnows. Just saying.
could be, yes.
Well, we're going to talk more fishing in our next outdoor report as we get into part two with Mick from Mick's Bait Shop in Curtis. Switch over to panfish, specifically perch, crappie, and bluegill. And then we'll hear about some other special events happening in the Curtis area this weekend and beyond. So stay tuned for part two later this hour right here on The Outdoor Show.